Independent speaker is Natalie Jay from San Diego.
I'm only 2 inches shy of a midget, but yeah, my name is Natalie Jones, and I'm an alcoholic. And like a lot of you here, I definitely like to drink a lot. So I started drinking around the time I was. Oh, by the way, my sober date is 11/20/15. I am 20 years old, and yeah. So if you want to know anything more, talk to me later. But I started drinking around the age of 13. You know, I remember, like, the first party I went to, and this, like, really cute guy came up to me, and I was really shy. I didn't know how to talk to anybody. That was just not good for me. I end up drooling, and just lots of stuff would happen. But, you know, and he handed me, like, this cup, and I was like, well, I don't know what's in this cup, and, like, should I drink it? I don't know. And he's like, well, you know, drink this, and just relax. And I was like, well, okay, whatever he says. And I did, and that first night I blacked out. And that was going to be pretty much the rest of my drinking. You know, I was always, like, a good kid growing up. You know, my mom called me a trooper and her fighter, because I never gave up, that's for sure. I was always really stubborn. But I tried really hard to always have good grades. I was really perfectionistic. I always wanted to be perfect, externally and internally. I wanted to be a saint. You know, I went through some stuff as a child that was really traumatic for me. And I think by the time I was 13 and I still hadn't dealt with it, I didn't know what to do. And I remember that first drink, it was like God had come down to earth and showed me what to do. But I found out that wasn't God. And, you know, I can say that everything changed from that point on. I think, you know, I've heard a lot of stories, and some people say that, you know, they realize they're an alcoholic years after. I kind of knew I was an alcoholic that moment on. I was raised in the program. Both of my parents are in the program. So it was kind of like destined, like, well, if it happens, whatever. But going on, you know, I tried to hide it for a really long time, but I was really bad at keeping secrets. So, you know, it was really sloppy. It really was. I'd show up to school, like, really fucked up or messed up. And I just wasn't good at keeping for a long time. Like, I tried that double life of, like, I was this princess, good at everything. I do all my homework. Hell yeah. I have all A's, you know, like, I was that girl. And then the other side of me was like, I'd go to parties and bring a bag and steal all the booze and leave. And, because that's how you do it, right? Like, I mean, come on. and you know, that didn't last very long, because by the time I was 14, I was already in my first treatment center, and I was in that treatment center for a couple months, and I didn't really do much there. It was like, okay, yeah, just like bide my time while I can leave. I didn't think I was ready to do anything about my problem, because I didn't think it was bad enough yet. I wasn't even old enough to get a driver's license, so I'm like, well, I can't get a DUI, you know. But you know, the day I left from the rehab was on June 27th, 2012, and then the next day, I was actually walking to an AA meeting, and I got hit by a car, and I don't remember the day at all anymore, and this is all according to many years of people talking about it, and just this happened and that happened. I'm like, well, I guess so. I mean, I don't know, but I'll go with it. But I got hit by a car walking, and I cracked my skull open, and I suffered a traumatic brain injury in my frontal lobes. And there's also lots of other things wrong, too, but that's the more important part. you know, and the doctor explained to me in the TICU where I was life-flighted to that my frontal lobes weren't going to work, and they weren't going to work for a while until my brain rewired. I had no idea what that meant, nor did I care. And so I went right back to drinking and using because I didn't care. And at this time, I was at my second high school, and that only lasted, I think, like 3 weeks. And then another high school, and then another one, and another one. And by the time it became like my seventh high school, and I got put in residential treatment because I was so unstable and erratic, and my drinking and my using was just insane, and my traumatic brain injury is keeping me from I had a lot of emotional issues too that it talks about in the beginning of how it works. And so I got put in residential treatment, and I was there for a while, and that was when I was 17 years old. And when I was 18, there was a moment where I got really upset because a boy hurt my feelings. And I drank after having a certain amount of clean and sober time. And I remember I got drunk and high with this guy from college that I just met in my class. And I'm sure he was like, yeah. And by the time I was drunk, I was crying and like, I'm an alcoholic. And he's like, I picked the wrong chick. But, and that was that moment. That was the moment that I needed for me to see, like, wow, I don't want my life to be like this anymore. So I went to this Monday night meeting, and I fell in love with it, and I met. I got a sponsor, and I started working the steps, and I started doing all the suggestions that they said to do before, and lo and behold, I ended up getting my year, and it was hard. Everyone that I hear, like, oh, like, it was given to me, I'm like, that's bullshit. Like, I worked for that shit, man, like, you don't even know. But, you know, this second year, and I'm, I don't know, whatever, like 90s, or, yeah, 90s shy of my 2 years now, has really been the year I get to see all the cool things I get to do because of recovery, like how I'm a goldsmith, and I'm a beekeeper, and I've backpacked Yosemite, and I went to Boise, Idaho to go visit my uncle, who hasn't seen me since I was 9 years old. and I had the most amazing time of my life. And I get to be there for people now, like my mom and my family. And I don't think I could have ever done that before while I was drinking, because all I cared about was me and what I wanted. And, you know, of all this, I don't think it would have been done without my higher power. And that's what I have to thank most for this program, is finding my higher power and such a great sponsor and great people in my life and my home group, and getting to give it back to everyone. And so it's the last thing I will say is that, you know, life is like wow, and it's like right now. So thank you.